Christmas, Baby Please Come Home by Mark Timlin, narrated by Brian Bowles. And now, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home.
Soho, the capital centre of vice. Only minutes from the glittering lights of Piccadilly that shine like the jewels in the crown of Great Britain's major cities lies this blot on our nation's conscience.
Blimey, I thought. Where do Channel 4 dig up these funny old short movies to fill the time between the commercial break and the Oprah Winfrey show?
And as the pedantic tones of the narrator droned on, the grainy old black-and-white film switched from a view of Eros to Compton Street, where half a dozen elegant-looking women in high heels, pencil skirts and short fur coats patrolled the deserted pavements. Then, to the front of the old Windmill Theatre, and inside, where half a hundred geezers in long macs and trilby hats were watching a tableau of naked girls standing so still on stage that you could almost count the goosebumps on their upper arms. Back here in the real world, it was 5 p.m, 4 days before Christmas, and rods of almost solid freezing black rain beat down onto the window of my office from the dark mass of cloud that seemed to sit only inches above the roof of the boozer opposite, where the warm, golden light that seeped from the front door and the gaps in the curtains seemed to beckon me over. So, that was the deal. An hour of opera interviewing a woman who'd hired a killer to shoot her husband, and after the contract had gone sour, had spent 4 years in prison and then returned, reconciled, to hubby's loving arms. After that, an hour in the pub, then off home with a bag of fish and chips for another evening in front of the TV, watching the rest of the world get ready for the annual festivities. Me? I wanted none of it. And intended to spend Christmas Day in bed with a good book, a microwavable spaghetti bolognese, and a bottle of Jack Daniels. No cards, no presents, no funny hats. The narrator's voice on the soundtrack of the film continued with the story of the windmill, and just as I was sure he was going on to tell us how the place never closed, the door to my office opened to admit a man and a woman, water dripping from their umbrella, and I'd never know. I switched off the TV and looked up from the chair I was sitting in at my visitors. "Is your name Sharman?" asked the man. He had a northern accent. He was well built with thick, short, dark hair. I nodded.
"Oh, thank goodness. We thought we'd never find you," said the woman.
She was blonde and quite nice-looking, though her eyes looked tired. Her accent was northern too, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?